Listening Library presents The Great Brain by John D. Fitzgerald, read for you by Ron McClarty. Chapter 1, The Magic Water Closet. Most everyone in Utah remembers 1896 as the year the territory became a state. But in Aidenville, it was celebrated by all the kids in town and by Papa and Mama as the time of the Great Brain's Reformation. I was 7 years old, going on 8. Tom was 10, and my other brother Sven would soon be 12. We were all born and raised in Aidenville, which was a typical Utah town with big wide streets lined with trees that had been planted by the early Mormon pioneers. Aidenville had a population of 2,500 people, of which about 2,000 were Mormons and the rest Catholics and Protestants. Mormons and non-Mormons had learned to live together with some degree of tolerance and understanding by that time. But tolerance hadn't come easy for my oldest brother Sven, my brother Tom, and myself. Most of our playmates were Mormon kids, but we taught them tolerance. It was just a question of us all learning how to fight good enough for Sven to whip every Mormon kid his age, Tom to whip every Mormon kid his age, and for me to whip every Mormon kid my age in town. After all, there is nothing as tolerant and understanding as a kid you can whip. We never had any really cold weather or snow in Aidenville, because it was situated in the southwestern part of Utah, known to the Mormons as Dixie, due to its mild climate. This was fortunate since we didn't have indoor toilets then.